Into the Across the Park Instant Match Reaction. It's Everton 2, Tottenham Hotspurs 2. Millsy, game of two halves, to be fair, but absolutely a huge point in the end. I thought the crowd, to a certain extent, dragged the players over the line. I thought second half, it was tough for us. A few late changes sparked a bit of life into it. I thought Lewis Dobbin was excellent when he came on in particular, but how huge is that point?
No, it could be absolutely massive in the grand scheme of things. We went through this last season, didn't we? We were getting points. I remember Palace away. We got a point and no one knew it was a good point. And we said, like, we're playing chess, not checkers. So this could be a really good point. And I think it was a point we didn't lose today. Because it feels a little bit like we're getting attacked from all angles. Like going through a fucking divorce and losing your job at the same time. We've got the court appeal and we've got the on the pitch. We had Luton have leaped us. It was important we didn't lose today.
I thought
Tottenham were a good team, and I thought it was important that we stayed with them when Tottenham went ahead. We had a question on our podcast last week about the fans. The Luton game was flat. We ain't flat here today.
No,
everyone got back to the big protest today, where, you know, and in the ground, we'll talk about it more probably in the week. Decisions that we haven't seen in replays yet. In hindsight, it does feel like everything's against you. It was important that the fans and players were aligned today anyway.
Yeah, 100%. I think you're spot on. The fans stay with the team. And you know what? Rightfully so. I think there's games we've came here where we haven't competed. But I thought, other than the first 8 to 10 minutes where I thought we were a little bit flat, I thought the players, you know, beat Tottenham to most balls. And the second balls, they were there or thereabouts. Garner guy made a huge difference.
He did, yeah.
One of them players... I think it's fair to say he's not the player he was, you know, in his first spell that he was here. But when he has a game like that, where he's just covering every blade of grass and he's nipping in at players, I thought him and James Garner, you know, showed a lot of energy in there. He had to cover a lot of ground.
James Garner took 10 minutes to get into it.
I thought the whole team did. I thought that first goal could have killed us there, could easily have killed us, but I thought they responded really well to it. I thought we were the better side by some distance in the first half. I think
it would
be unfortunate not to be influenced.
But great to
get the point in the end.
The second goal, you say the first goal, I thought the second Spurs goal, that had the ability to knock the stuffing out of the whole place here today. Because it came from nothing, where the momentum was with us, and we were going forward trying to score. And you get a goal like that where it's a very good goal, it comes almost out of nothing. And that can kick everyone. It could have kicked the players, could have kicked the fans, came back out second half. And I just think I'm banging the same drum here. I think it's important to anyone watching here, like, we're not fucking nowhere near dead. We're right behind this team, right behind this club. And a show today, didn't it? Very good results.
And I think you're spot on. I last 5 minutes, you're thinking, where are we getting a goal from here? You know, the changes I thought looked a bit desperate from Dyche. And I think he's a little bit lucky there. I don't criticise Dyche very often, but he was a little bit lucky with how late he made them changes. I thought them changes should have happened a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
I thought Dobbin was excellent when he came on. I mean, I've been on record saying I don't think he's good enough at this level, but I thought he made a huge difference.
There's something different about our play when he was there. He's just direct, isn't he?
Exactly, yeah. Very direct.
McNeil is a very clever player, but he likes to go inside and let's think about it again and let's think if I can get another move going. Dobbin, the rawness of Dobbin was like, I'll just run at them. And I'll ask questions.
And a few of the decisions that went against us galvanised the whole ground, and the fans got behind it.
We'll look back and maybe they weren't pens, but in there
it helps, doesn't it?
You feel like getting that tattoos on you. Feel like, what have we got to do? And they probably weren't pens in hindsight. I probably look a bit silly, but you're in there in the moment, and then the VAR check for the Brantwaite goal. Like, how many more kicks in the teeth? And it takes 4 or 5 minutes, and everyone's speculating, they're trying to find something. But that's how it feels as an Evertonian at the minute. It feels like us versus the world.
It's quite funny for me. I brought my lad today. I think we ended up on the telly at the end. My lad's called Oliver. Obviously, Michael Oliver was getting some serious stick. Look off, Oliver. Oliver's like that looking man going.
There's a great video. If Judgy's wife gives permission to put this on our socials, if not, I'll just tell you. There's a video of him and his little boy at the end celebrating. It's fantastic. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah, I can go with that. That's fine.
I can go with it.
Got my permission. Yeah, you got my permission. But yeah, listen, it's an instant match reaction. You know,
we'll talk more in a week. We will.
Absolutely. I think my instant reaction is it's a huge point for us. It's a point we could have easily not got on another day. I agree with you. I think that's a decent Tottenham side, and I thought we made them look very ordinary at times with the work rate and the tenacity.
Yeah, and whilst this appeal's going on, it's important. Luton did leap us recently. Mm. It's important that they don't get too far ahead.
Yeah.
They've got Newcastle, I think, this weekend.
Yeah, I have Newcastle away at 3 o'clock.
Point, again, you're not just looking for Everton, you're looking at our rivals and what it does to Luton. If Luton don't get the result this weekend,
psychologically,
they watch Everton come back and they're thinking of Everton getting points back. That's in their thinking, Monday to Friday.
Exactly.
So, again, I'm really, really happy. Spirit of the Blues came on there and I was singing at the end. I'm really happy at this point, really.
Superb. Well, we'll be recording on Monday, as always, in the new studio. Really looking forward to that, Millsy. And again, we'll dissect a little bit more of that game once we've had a chance to maybe see some of the replays.
Yeah, definitely.
And yeah.
We'll be on our socials this weekend, course, yeah. Across please, the park, BC.
Please enjoy the rest of your weekend. And as always, up the fucking toffees.